Thank you, Mr. President, Ambassador Baker's Excellencies, distinguished delegates. To begin with, Kenya associates with the statement delivered by Niger on behalf of the African group. Kenya thanks the immediate former president of the board and chair of the advisory body, Ambassador Rudyard, for the presentation of the report of the advisory body set up in accordance with paragraph 166 of the Bangkok Plan of Action on the implementation of courses by the Secretariat in 2023-2024 and their relevant impact, as well as thank the Secretariat for the preparation of the report. Kenya is pleased to continue serving in the advisory body and assures the board, as well as the advisory body, of its commitment to strengthening P166 programs. Mr. President, Kenya appreciates UNCTAD and the advisory body for having designated the University of Nairobi as the host of paragraph 166 of Bangkok Plan of Action for the African region for the period 2019-2024, which is organized regionally and draws participants from the region. Kenya was proud to host the 41st regional course under the P166 program from 25th March to 5th April 2019, and 46 regional course under P166 program from 11 to 22nd April 2022. Kenya was proud yet again to host at the University of Nairobi the 51st regional course from 8th to 19th April 2024. This was the third and the last course in a series of 5 years that the University of Nairobi hosted in the period 2019-2024 because of the COVID-19 disruptions. Mr. President, the diversity of the participants in these courses allowed for immense sharing of experiences on development and implementation of different economic policies while benefiting from the expertise and vast experience of UNCTAD facilitators. The P166 training has been instrumental in shaping the transformations experienced in governments in Africa by addressing the challenges they face in an increasingly globalized economy. To conclude, Mr. President, we know that the cycle of the trainings has come to an end for Kenya, and Kenya stands ready again and requests the advisory body to consider the University of Nairobi during the next cycle when the call for proposals is circulated. I thank you, Mr. President.